880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Freed on Business fans, we are back, and we've got a terrific show for you today. We're going to talk about something that's a little controversial in the commercial real estate market. We're going to talk about what inning it is in the South Florida land rush. That's right, if the good condo sites been bought up, how about the apartment sites? Is there any retail sites out there? Is the only place that I can do my deal if I want to do a restaurant underneath one of these new condos? We're going to talk with Neeson Kasdan, who's one of the top land use attorneys in town. His practice is a leading indicator of the development and redevelopment business here in South Florida. You're going to listen to two old friends talk about what's really happening out there. So Neeson's here. He'll be in a little bit later on in the show. We're going to start off the show with Lauren Book. She's the founder of Lauren's Kids. We spoke to Lauren from the road every week, and we're going to do some reflections from her walk. But more importantly, we're going to talk about topics that are really important to her. We're going to talk about some of her summer safety tips and the Don't Miss the Signs campaign she's going underway. A lot of us are going to leave our children with caregivers this summer that we may not know. Lauren's going to tell you what to look for as you try to select the appropriate opportunity for your child's summer. We're going to wind up the show with Tarek Maddox. Tarek is the trainer that works with the NFL players, the NBA players here in town. He also works with yours truly. He's helping me get to stay fit and trim this summer. With Tarek, we're going to talk about things you can do this summer without crossing over the danger zone. In other words, staying in shape without getting yourself in trouble. Today in the stock market declined on some Chinese economic data, some uncertainty about whether or not the Fed is going to continue its asset purchases. And we're going to be right back with Lauren Book talking about what you can do to protect your child this summer. Stevie, surprise me.
For the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb. It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com. or call 1-877-243-4340.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're laced, thanks, Johnny. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with more Freed on Business. Before we go any further, I want to thank the Miami Marlins for sponsoring Freed on Business Suite Night the other night. We had an excellent time. One of the people with us even caught a foul ball. So you may or may not like the management, but you can't argue with the fun that you'll have at the ballpark. We're going to go out some more. So if you'd like to go with us to one of the Freed on Business Freed on Business Suite Nights with the Marlins, just tweet me and we'll get you out there. We've got Lauren Book on of Lauren's Kids. Lauren, welcome back to the show.
How you doing, Jim?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you, girl?
I cannot complain.
Well, you better not, because not too many people would listen. But listen, it's summertime, and kids are going into new environments with new people. Are there any tips that you can share with parents on keeping their kids safe during the summer?
Absolutely. This is a great time. It's a fun time. It's a time that families want to get together and celebrate and have fun. But there are really important things that parents do need to be aware of when getting their kids ready to go to camp or the YMCA or different activities outside of their home, or even have some people come inside of their home. It's really important that you first, when you are picking a camp, when you're looking at different camps to pick from, ask how do they train their volunteers? What, you know, whether it's a junior IT, a volunteer, what training do they have? Do they know the different signs of abuse? What are the protocols in place? Do you have two adults to every one child? What is the bathroom policy? What is the phone policy? It's really important that different organizations, camps, do youth serving trainings. We have that available on our website, which is a super important tool that parents should make sure that these camps are doing and asking their counselors to partake in.
Well, another important thing. Lauren, hold it. You're going fast. Hold on a second.
Sorry, I was
a camp counselor. I never got any of this. I mean, what do you mean about bathroom policies and phone policies? What is that?
It's very important that people adopt a policy that we have two adults for every child, that no child goes to the bathroom by themselves.
Ah.
They have to have a grown-up buddy with
okay.
them. They have to have somebody their age going with them.
Uh-huh.
It should never be a child alone with an adult. As far as phone policies go, what are the policies at this camp or when it comes to cyberbullying, when it comes to texting, whether it's even taking phones into a locker room? There are different things that parents really need to be aware of in this new age of technology and summer fun.
Whoa, phones in the locker room? I get that. My goodness.
Yeah. I know it's something that we all need to be aware of. Something that, you know, you and I really didn't have to think about when we were growing up, but something that definitely in today's age and technology.
Yes, there's people there.
Yes,
I'm sure there's a significant market in surreptitiously taking pictures in locker rooms, and we don't need to go any further than that.
Absolutely.
What else? I cut you off before you were on a big roll, but I wanted to make sure we had the other stuff defined. Go ahead.
Sorry, I just get so excited.
No,
when I
know.
About
look, your enthusiasm is what carries the day when you're walking 150 miles a day. So roll.
True. The other thing. thing that's really important. I think that people think that if they have background checks that they don't need to worry or that everything is fine. And that's just not the case. Background checks aren't the end-all be-all. I mean, look, we had background checks when it came to my nanny, Waldy. That's not the end-all be-all. And it's important that parents ask for a background check and that those background checks be available to them. But don't please remove that veil of everything is going to be safe because background checks are done. Because the truth is an offender can assault as many as 100 children before they're caught. And those numbers aren't Lawrence Kids numbers. Those are Department of Justice numbers. And that's an important thing to think about. It's always important that we continue to have that open and honest communication with our children, talk to them, ask them how their day was, who were their interactions with, how did it go, did they feel safe. Also, one of the really important things, even when it comes to camp, but when it comes to any kind of daycare setting, have a policy in place as a family that you have a secret code word. For example, when I was growing up, I can tell you my secret code word now because I'm 28 years old. It was cloud. And only people who knew the secret code word could take us out, take us where we needed to go. And that was a way that I had another level of safety check in place with my dad.
Fascinating. That's a great idea.
It's important because,
wow.
You know, always you have, it happens where somebody comes and says, Mom has been in a car accident. Come with me. And we have abductions that happen that way oftentimes, that happen quite frequently. And so it's really important to have that extra layer of protection within your family. But also with the camp that you're setting up with, you should have a policy in place as a family as well that you're going to have surprise checks. And if a school or a camp or a daycare is uncomfortable with that, I think that that's something that you really need to discuss and look at. They shouldn't have a problem with you coming in and surprise checking on your child. That's just another layer of safety that you can have as a parent, an assurance that everything is okay.
Now, these are all on your website, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All of these tips and different safety precautions for this summer can be found on lawrencekids.org.
Now, what about places where you've got different age groups of kids and they interact and mix?
It's important that we continue to focus on that buddy system. Always have somebody your age that's with you at all times. Also, ask children who are younger if they feel comfortable being with the older children. This, again, goes to that cell phone in the locker room, making sure that there is a counselor present at all times. And somebody who, again, is trained not just in what we want them to be trained in, CPR or health, but do they know signs to look for that we've, you know, always talked about throughout our time together, those different signs of abuse and what to do? Do they just sit on that information? Do they go to a senior counselor? Do they go to the camp? Or do they make that call that we know that they need to make?
You know, now we talk about it all the time, but we always have some new listeners. What are some of the really important signs of abuse that people need to make sure they don't miss, part of our Don't Miss the Signs campaign?
Absolutely. It's unexplained bruises or different markings on a child. If a child startles easily when you come up from behind them. If a child was at one point completely potty trained and totally, totally fine, and now they are exhibiting regressive behaviors, that's a sign that something is not quite right. And that, and again, not one sign will tell us if a child is being abused. It's now, a culmination of different behaviors.
Now, we only have 1 minute left, Lauren. I want to give out the website, the phone number, and then the number one thing that parents need to look out for this summer.
Our website, where you can find all of these tips, is www.lawrencekids.org. If you suspect that a child is being harmed, please call the DCF hotline, which is 1-800-96-ABUSE. And the most important thing that parents need to be aware of this summer as they go in to have fun is enjoy your children and continue to foster that open and honest communication with them. Remember that this is time to make memories, create memories, and have fun, but stay safe while doing it.
Lauren Book, advocate for children, you are our favorite guest. We got to get you back again real soon to
Thank
talk
you.
Some more about this. Travel safely back to South Florida, and God bless.
Absolutely. thank you. I'll look forward to coming in.
All right. High five. We'll be back after this. I'm going to have Neeson Kasdan on. We're going to talk about what inning it is in South Florida's development cycle. B-A-C-K after this. Stevie, give it to me.
That has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with more Freed on Business. I got no notes for this one. I just got my mind and my buddy Neeson. We're going to talk about the burning question out there. How hot is the market? And how long is it going to stay hot? We're here with Neeson Kasdan. Neeson is the practice leader, the managing shareholder of Ackerman's Miami office. He practices in the area of land use, zoning, public-private partnerships, and all those good things that help keep our society here moving. He's been involved with the Urban Land Institute, the mayor of Miami Beach. If it's been done, he's doing it. His practice is the leading indicator of the development and redevelopment business here in South Florida. Listen in as we discuss what's really going on out there. Welcome to the show, Neeson.
Jim, good to be here.
Hey, great to have you back, man. Thank you for coming.
My pleasure.
We really enjoy doing those remotes for your real estate summit. Johnny loves going and make him dress up occasionally. Your suits never match.
We're honored to have you there.
Well, thank you
it
so much.
It makes it an event.
Thank you. We appreciate that very much.
Am I slipping into my old political mode here?
Not yet, but we're going to try to keep you out of that. No more bland answers. No more bland answers and take off the powdered wig. Now, Neeson, Anybody who drives along any major arterial roadway here in South Florida will notice that the real estate development slump is over. The developers are coming out of the ground. If it's affordable housing in downtown Miami, luxury condos in Brickell, retail up and down the corridors, it looks like things are happening. What's up and what's next?
In 25 words or less?
Less. I want it in 141 characters for Johnny.
Right. You know, it's an amazing run that we're on, and it really started. I would say the distressed properties were moving in 2009, 2010.
Yeah,
the first big developments really began moving at the first quarter of 2011. A little commercial here, as you know, we've been representing Swire and Brickell City Center and the DACRA, the Design District. You know, they handled the Genting acquisition. And so there were some big deals that happened, began moving early in 2011.
And that was sort of like the beginning of the cycle when those right. big people decided to push, I got to just say it, push their chips to the middle of the table.
Yes. And since then, the floodgates have opened. Now, I mean, obviously what's happened is this is a different Miami than the Miami it was before.
This is post-Manny Diaz.
that's a way of classifying it.
I couldn't help it. I mean, you know, everybody says Miami 21, but that's Manny Diaz.
But you know, it was Miami was like and all of Florida, boom and bust, boom and bust. Now there will be ups and downs, but this is a big international city. The people who are developing the projects, the sponsors, much stronger, much more seasoned than any time ever in our history. They're top of the top tier global investors and developers. The buyers are buying, as you know, on the condo product for cash, and your question was, what inning are we in? I think we're in overtime.
Really? After last night, I'm still a little sleep deprived.
We're in overtime, and I think we're going to win it in the last 2 seconds.
Oh yeah. Well, all I could say is if you feed the ball to a guy wearing a headband and you don't have anybody guarding the rim, typically you're going to score the ball.
Even though they couldn't get inside for the second half.
So. Oh no. Well, that's because they took Roy Hibbert out. But that's because I was stuck on my couch. But I'll be there in person on Friday. And if you're listening to the rebroadcast on Monday, I'm glad we won. Now, Neeson, really, let's talk about some of the stuff that's going on. The condos, really, I think the focus right now is the new builds for right now, at least, are focused on the Brickell Avenue corridor to some degree, a little bit on Miami. I'm going through the cranes in my mind as I go around my office and looking. You got some on Key Biscayne, you got some on Miami Beach, you got Aventura, and you got Sunny Isles, and you got Brickell Avenue. What's different this time around? There's the cash buyers. The developers are professional developers now.
You have this. Miami's a hot international city, so you have people who are putting their investment capital here. They're buying for investment. They're moving here. They like being here. I mean, it's the breadth of what's happening. You know, you have billionaires buying $30 million homes and actually reestablishing their residency here. So it's at all ends. In the condo market, you go from the high-end luxury market, Key Biscayne, Bal Harbour, South Beach,
Edgewater. Call in Carlos Rosso. Get that man in here. Edgewater is an upscale market.
You know, I think we'll know that the market is overheated when they are building luxury condos in Alapata.
Oh, wait. Now, stop that. Stop that. I'm working on a condo deal over by the Alapata. Now, you better watch out there. That's a great place to live.
By the way, you know, people ask me about where to go. You know, they say, Wynwood is the Brooklyn of Miami, and I say Alapata is the next Wynwood.
Oh, my God. Well, you're talking about really, what, the Little River District, Alapata?
More west of Wynwood.
West of Wynwood, really? Yeah. You mean across
95,
I-95 yes. to the Ben Pumo world over there?
Keep your eye. Ben may not realize it, but
he's the best sign in Miami.
It's happening all over. It's happening downtown. Prices are firmed up. It's happening in Sunny Isles. It's happening not only in the ocean side. You go on the intercoastal side. You go over into North Miami Beach, Aventura. Also strong landlocked markets like Doral, Sunrise.
Senor, Qualis, and Little Havana, man. I mean, what's going on over there? You've seen some of the buildings rise. That's where the workforce of downtown Miami really lives. I see the people biking out of there across the river over into downtown. And I've seen the social and cultural stuff like across from Domino Park going on.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about Little Havana?
Well, Little Havana, I think, look, here's what's happening, really, I think. I think you have your key markets, which are, again, your waterfront, beachfront. Downtown's hot. Downtown's hot because, you know, there are the jobs there. People want to be there. It begins to, Biscayne Boulevard corridor, strong. Obviously, the Brickell District, very strong. That's part of downtown.
Yeah.
You know, the areas that are yet to be established for residential in a major way are really, really East Little Havana, Wynwood, although there's a lot of talk about it, a lot of talk about East Little Havana. It's going to happen, but there's a good chance that the other markets have to fill out a little bit more.
Fair enough. I think that's actually a great way to put it, and I think that Wynwood, of all of them, has the best opportunity to remain healthy throughout the cycle because of the limited ability to deliver any volume of product. Because I know lots of guys have been looking and trying to find a Miami 21 way of getting a multiple deal in there, and they just can't do it. They're coming up with these really funky one and two unit buildings.
Well, Wynwood basically has two zonings. It has the D1 zoning, the industrial, which allows residential, but only up to 36 units an acre, and only on a work-live basis. So unless you can really fit into that work-live slot, you really can't have. And that sounds good, but work-live really doesn't work, so to speak.
Yeah, no, it really doesn't. It's right up there with traditional neighborhood development is another
dirty word.
I'll debate you on that.
I don't want to finance any of that stuff. I'm a big traditional
I know you are. That's
guy.
Why I threw you some red meat. Steve, how much time do we have? Because this is going to take more than a minute. Hold on. 1 minute? 2 minutes? Well, we're going to have to come back to the TND development discussion. That's the second half.
Them's fighting words.
I don't mind that. But tell me, and we're also going to talk about the Miami Beach Convention Center and what's going on there, too. But
that'll take more than 2 minutes.
Well,
also.
That's why I'm saying I'm teeing people up for to stick with us after the break. But we're talking about East Little Havana and particularly Wynwood. Wynwood is going to be constrained because of its development zoning. You got a minute and a half. Can you squeeze that in?
On Wynwood?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing. That is a real live issue. Key players in Wynwood are talking about it. People are looking at acquiring property there or looking to do residential. And I think there is a discussion that's going to be underway shortly about how to deal with that. Because, look, for that neighborhood to achieve its potential, it has to have residential.
Yeah, it does.
You know?
It does. And the RC Cola can only handle so many people.
Right.
Okay, I got him laughing. Steve smiling. Steve found something good to play on the out. Steve, take us out. We'll be right back. Neeson and I are going to debate whether TND, traditional neighborhood development, is something you can make money with. And we'll also talk a little bit about what's going on Miami Beach back after this.
Of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with more Freed on Business. Johnny is tweeting, so he's falling off the wagon here. Johnny, you got to turn this on, dude. You got to help me out.
All right.
Okay, so Johnny's going to go back to do his social media king duties. I'm going to put my glasses back on so I can be smart again. And we're going to start where we left off before, Neeson. We were talking a little bit about traditional neighborhood development. You being the king of ULI are all for it. I being a guy that's worried about the bottom line, I'm not really that for it. You're up. Rock on.
Okay. You say examples.
Give me a good example that works.
I'll give you an example that's working very well now. Which is the Abacoa in Jupiter?
Oh,
which, you know, Abacoa started, you know, as a TND. It didn't do so well initially, but now it's an incredibly strong market, very desirable, because the homes are beautiful, the neighborhoods are beautiful. It's a very strong marketing angle, I would say, as well.
I love it. And the one thing,
by the way, there's a lot of home building going on in Abacoa.
Listen, I think Abacoa is a great idea. Yeah, I think that they're going after the health and wellness industry to come up and co-locate up at Abacoa.
They have Scripps there. They have Max Planck.
You know, so I thought that was a great idea. Yeah. Unfortunately, it'll never be anything compared to what we got here at Jackson and UHealth. But I love Abacoa. One of the things in Abacoa, a number of years ago, I looked at one of the multifamily sites there that was one of the last remaining ones. It was very challenging to operate on. Johnny, it's over already, dude. You totally didn't turn it on. Did you turn it on?
Yeah, it just shut off. The batteries are dead, man.
Oh, well, I'm a loser then. What can I tell you? But in any event, so I do like Abacoa. I do like what they did. And I agree with you that that's one of the ones that does work. But I would also say that that's not, in my mind, what I consider to be a strictly traditional neighborhood development deal, because it's not completely retail and apartments above.
Well,
it's mixed. Okay. It's mixed.
Here's the thing.
To the Navy deal up in Orlando. We could talk turkey.
Lake Baldwin?
Yeah. Baldwin Park.
Baldwin Park?
The retail. I don't like the retail there.
Baldwin Park actually is a pretty successful evolution of it.
It is a good evolution of it.
It is. But here's the story.
Tell me.
You know, what happened is, this is like with all revolutions. It starts out with a really brilliant idea, and then you have the people who follow the initial people, and they get rigid and stuck in time. So mixed-use communities, and it's really not about one being on top of the other, it's proximity. Mixed-use communities work if you have enough rooftops. If you have 5,000 residents, 10,000 residents, you can support the retail district. What had happened is a lot of city planners said, we want every little postage stamp to be mixed-use.
Yes.
That is a failure.
Yes, that's a problem.
That's a big problem.
All right, we agreed. Now let's move on, because I don't want to get meshed in something that's that detailed and that's going to glaze people like Johnny over.
Because you know, just to put a punctuation mark on it, you can't have, every building and every little development can't have a mix of uses.
No, you can't. Like, I don't want to live over a restaurant, neither does anybody else.
And you also see, even in big cities, a lot of secondary streets that have unused vacant retail. Because even if you're half block off Lincoln Road, it's not like being on Lincoln Road. So there are main streets, there are A streets. Those you should mandate having active spaces. Then there are B streets, which, you know what? Retail probably isn't going to work.
Well, let's talk about that, because retail is working all over Dade County. Retail is one of the things that is humming here in Dade County from a land use and redevelopment standpoint. What is perhaps the one product you're not seeing a lot of new stuff for?
Office.
Well, we can all figure out why office may not be that needed right now, and it has to do a lot, I think, with the way that our society is working now.
That, and let's also face it, I don't know about you, but we went through this thing called the Great Recession.
Oh, yeah. And plus the Great Tendon Contraction.
Right. Parallel to the Great Tendon Contraction. And, you know, people are saying, do we need all that space? Combine that with the way people work today. It's changed, obviously.
Let's talk about space. Let's talk about big blocks of space, particularly big blocks of space over on Miami Beach. There's a couple of competing proposals out there right now. I'm not going to ask you which one you prefer. I am going to ask you what you think we are going to eventually get done out there, because my background is doing public assembly facility studies. And I know one thing, if you got a convention center, you need a whole bunch of well-located variety of room types for the people that go there. Are we going to have that if we get a new convention center?
You know,
how's that for five questions in 2 minutes?
This whole process sort of stumbled around, and you know, it may very well make its way to the finish line, but it's been something to watch. I mean, from the procurement director being arrested for trying to rig the bids.
Oh, that doesn't happen in Dade County.
And there was a
RFPs
One of the members of the selection committee had a conflict, and et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, the whole thing was started with actually the wrong predicate, which was, we have 52 acres here when you include the convention center and the parking lots and City Hall and the parking, and you can build 6 million square feet here. And you know what? We have so much in development rights that people would just build a convention center for free.
Build us a ballpark for the apartments next door.
Except, by the way, you know, the city of Miami Beach has agita over adding 10,000 feet of development rights. So it was never possible that the city would accept that much in additional development rights. And in fact, and therefore, what always was obvious was that the city would have to maximize its subsidy for the convention center itself, which is, convention centers lose money.
Yeah, no, they're there to sell hotel rooms.
So what happens? You know, now it's sort of working its way. They have two strong finalists in Tishman and Portman, both capable companies.
Sure.
It's kind of working its way to where it should be. Instead of having, you know, Cirque du Soleil and 250,000 feet of retail, which the beach can't sustain all of that, it's coming down more to a convention center and a hotel. And that's really what was needed in the first place.
That's all we need there. You know, right. I'll drive by and I'll go, oh, what a great spot for an apartment building. But I mean, you know, really? Yeah. I mean, I also live at Biscayne.
Let me tell you, it's a big enough job to just get a first-class convention center and an appropriately sized hotel.
It's impossible almost.
If the city could achieve that, it's achieving a lot. It became too grandiose.
Look, it's still the same old Miami Beach Convention Center where I went to watch the Floridians play, for crying out loud. I'm just waiting for Gordon Solie to give me another wrestling call. So what we really need is a modern facility.
I saw Haystacks Calhoun there.
Yeah, I know. Hey, the bionic elbow. Steve is cracking up. Haystacks Calhoun.
He must be over 50.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. We all are. Yeah, you got the high five from Steve on that.
Maybe 60.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. But Steve, I don't know. We got any wrestling music in there? You got the Briscoe Brothers or Dory Funk Jr. out there for me?
That was actually in the Miami Beach Auditorium before it was called the Jackie Gleason Theater, before Jackie Gleason.
I know, but I didn't want to talk about they redid it. I wanted to talk about how it was like just the Floridians and stuff,
I remember Rick Barry at the Miami Beach. University of Miami used to play their basketball games there.
Oh, my God. Well, I saw the Floridians at the North Miami Beach Convention Center, but now I'm dating myself. So, Neeson, we only got a few minutes left here. Steve, how much more time do I have in the segment?
Who was the coach of the Floridians?
Well, I know it wasn't Ron Rothstein.
It wasn't?
Was it?
Wasn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't know. 4 minutes left. That's. I'll have to ask the dudes across the hall because his son is in the office next to me. But yeah, Ronnie, I'm sure, was here coaching basketball at some point in those times. But what's coming next, Neeson? We've got 4 minutes. Look in your crystal ball. You know, there's going to be some new stuff done in downtown. All the board is talking about stuff. There's stuff that Genting is talking about repositioning their initial approvals to do some other stuff. What do you see coming down the pike? And please don't say whatever it is, it's got to have cars, because we already know they're not going to permit one more car spot in this town.
Well, you know, it's the big question, of course, is are we in another bubble? And
I see that elephant. He's in the other room.
Right. You know, I think that you know, I think that this should be sustained for quite a while. I mean, it's all relates to Miami becoming an important international city.
And I would even venture to say the other thing that we're doing is we're seeing fully self-sustainable neighborhoods coming into as Brickell matures, Midtown matures, that kind of stuff.
Totally.
And that also, I think, is going to help us.
I mean, this is, you know, outside of a handful of cities, maybe Chicago, of course, New York. What's happened in the urban core in Miami is perhaps the most impressive urban core revitalization in this country. You now have 70,000 people who live between the Julia Tuttle and the Rickenbacker and east of 95.
Believe me, I drive from the north side to the south side every day. I know we have an entire city between me and my job now that wasn't there 5 years ago.
And, you know, you're having a recentering of retail in the urban core between the Design District, Brickell City Center, the expansion of Midtown. I remember it was like, you know, 8 years ago, you couldn't even shop.
Oh, it was
anywhere.
A rail yard. My closest neighbor was a rail yard.
Now the best shopping in the whole metropolitan region is going to be in the urban core.
Hey, I just went to Michael's Genuine for lunch. I totally get it completely. I didn't have time to stop off at Gucci. What can I say? Now, Neeson, we've only got a couple minutes left. How much time, Stevie? 1 minute? 2 minutes? 2 minutes. Listen, congratulations to you and Andrew on growing Ackerman into one of the legal powerhouses in town. What can we look forward to from you guys over the next couple of years as you break new ground in the legal business here?
Oh, thank you for that softball.
No problem.
I am incredibly excited about Ackerman and its trajectory. It continues to grow. We're nearing 600 lawyers. We have become a national law firm. Our real estate group is growing. The talent we're getting is off the charts good. I mean, it is the best of the best. And as a result, we can do, you know, amazing things for clients. I consider myself lucky to be a part of it. I manage the Miami office. I got to tell you, I think virtually everyone in that office is a lot smarter than I am.
Well, we already know that, Neeson. I've read some of your legal documents. It's a good thing you got people like Beazold in there to check your work. I want to thank Neeson Kasdan, Jason Bovis, all the folks that helped get you here on the show today for everything that you do, for being part of the show, for bringing us out to the Ackerman Real Estate Summit every year. We really love that. We'll look forward to bringing you back maybe in the next couple of months and seeing how our crystal ball played out over the summer. Again, thanks to Neeson Kasdan, head of Ackerman's Miami office. Steve, take us out of here. Johnny, cut the tape. We'll be back after this segment with Tarek Maddox. He's going to talk about keeping you fit like an NFL pro. Back after this. This is Jim Fried, and as I wait for Johnny to exit the studio and slam the door, I want to remind you that when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you always want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are waiting for Tarek to call in. He's going to call right now. He just texted for the number because sometimes I just don't get the right information to the right people at the right time. So Tarek's going to be calling in. We're going to talk about how to stay fit and healthy as an NFL pro. I do want to just mention that we had a great time out at Marlins Ballpark. I want to thank Big O and Sean Flood and Sean Flynn for getting us out there, getting our team out. We had some folks that caught some fly balls. We had an absolutely wonderful time. It was terrific. I want to make sure that you stick with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to have Tarek Maddox talking about working out like a pro here this summer. Tarek is going to be calling in right now. Just send him the number. And in the meantime, I want to make sure that you remember that you can, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover Infinity, Volvo, and Jaguar. They will be joining us at the Marlins game coming up at our next event in a couple of weeks. And I also want to thank them for the great service they gave me on my car this week. Johnny, was Johnny out there? Johnny, come on in, man. You keep on going like a bird over there.
Yep.
What's going on? What's going on? How's the social media hanging?
Social media is good, man. We got a couple of accounts doing going. We were talking with Ackerman Law, so that's a lot of fun. Your last guest was awesome. He's always smiling. We took a couple of pictures of him.
Yeah, we did. Now, Johnny, I've been really doing more tweeting, and what I found is that what you told me is that I need to be more conversational. One of the people that I've been talking to a lot with on Twitter is Tarek, and you know, I really enjoyed that, and so it seems to me like I'm finally getting what you told me, is that the Twitter thing is really a telephone.
Yes, it's actually the best way to put it, Jim, is just like text messaging.
Text messaging, not like the other thing that people do?
Not like the other thing, but let's review one quick thing. There's a platform that we are using called Hootsuite, which allows us to manage multiple accounts, one for Freed on Business and one for Jim Freed. Totally awesome platform. You could switch the tweets, switch the accounts. However, for you, you might want to use the Twitter app a little bit more, because with Warren Henry Auto, they're becoming very social. We're doing a lot of events with them. But the thing is, this week when you were tweeting them, you're tweeting Warren Henry, and their actual Twitter account is Warren Henry Auto.
Yeah, I'm a turkey because I also just texted the wrong number to Tarek, who's now calling in on the right number.
Yeah.
So it's all about watching how fat your fingers are?
Well, maybe you just need a little meditation or something.
I need to calm down. Hey, Stevie, we got Tarek out there, man.
All right. Well, listen, so it's all coming together. One thing I learned about being on the radio myself, Jim, just keep on talking.
I know. I stopped talking, and that was the problem. Yeah. Tarek, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right. I'm sorry about the bad tweet there. I mean, the bad email to you, Tarek. How's it going?
Pretty good in yourself. I'm doing well.
I'm doing well. I got to hydrate here a little bit, though, because I'm losing my hydration. That's one of the key things we talk about when we're working out this summer, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We need to get it back. It's hot. It's the summer. You got to stay hydrated, you know? Coming from a trainer, coming from myself, being hydrated is the key to making it through your training session, especially with me, Jim. You know how that goes.
Well, I'll tell you what else I noticed that goes is that somebody better make sure that they have enough calories in their body or they start running out of energy during their workout. That's something else, is making sure you're eating the right way, isn't it?
Exactly. A lot of people like to do working out. You know, me and myself typically doesn't like to have a full stomach when I work out, but usually you want to have something on your stomach, complex carbohydrates, something for your body to go back into energy store for. You know, you need that energy for later on, halfway through your working out. You know, when you start feeling dehydrated or your sugar levels are starting to drop, you got to have, your body has to have a somewhere to go and get that energy. So don't work out on an empty stomach, people.
Now, what else, Tarek? Fruits, vegetables, vitamins? What's the most important thing for people today?
There's so many different things out there on the market, but typically I would say, you know, just eating a well-balanced diet, you know, at least three times a day, splitting your meals up, you know, basically just a lot of green vegetables, a lot of colorful food. If you're eating your food colorful, that's key, you know, a lot of vegetables. Load up on the vegetables, load up on the fruit, load up on the water and the grains and the fiber, and you'll be okay.
Now, I know that besides the NFL and the NBA players, you also train a lot of the underprivileged kids in some of the neighborhoods here in town, kids that can't get good physical fitness, good access to the right foods and right fruits and vegetables. How do you help somebody who maybe can't afford the top of the line organic stuff? What should they focus on? The number one thing they should add to their diet if they can't afford a whole bunch of fancy stuff, what's the most important affordable ingredient that people need to make sure they have in their diet on a daily basis?
Well, I'll put it this way, guys. If they can afford to take a trip to Burger King or McDonald's or even the new, you know, Five Guys, they can afford to take a trip to Publix or down there to an organic store and grab, you know, a bag of fruits or something healthy to replace what they're going to be having at McDonald's as well. So it really doesn't take a lot of money to eat the right way. It just takes that dedication and that mental toughness that you need to have to want to change yourself and to change. And I know I work with a lot of kids and they all want to, you know, they see me, they see the muscles. They want to know how do you stay fit, lean, trim, how do you do this or do that. Hey, it all starts with what you put in your mouth. You can't look this way and you're eating that. So you have to teach them first and you have to actually, you know, do what you say you're going to do for them. And that's pretty much it. You just got to be an example. Set an example and they will follow. Kids only do what they see adults do.
Oh, Tarek, well said. Now, you asked me the other day, how much bread do I eat? Why'd you do that?
That was a big concern of me, you know, working with you, Jay. You know, that was one of my questions that I really wanted to know. How many carbohydrates are you consuming before you work out with me, during or after? I think it's important to know how many carbohydrates you're consuming, you know, how much bread you're consuming before a workout, during or after, you know?
Yeah, well, no, I'm just trying to let you know is that I eat a lot of breads. I eat a lot of carbohydrates. I eat a lot of potatoes. It's probably because it's easier for me to digest some of that stuff, although I will admit today that at Michael's Genuine today, I had a breakdown and have that world-famous top-rated hamburger. Wow, it was good, too. And I even put some bacon on it, Tarek, so you're going to have to just kill me when you see me on Saturday. Just work me out.
I'll make sure you burn that off.
There you go, exactly. Now, if somebody can't afford to have a trainer, what are two or three good exercises they can do on their own? Because I was amazed that a significant portion of our workout is push-ups.
That is right. Push-ups is almost, it's like a compound workout. You're working tris, you're working deltoids, you're working chest, so you're working multiple muscle groups all at one time. And it doesn't take a personal trainer to do it, but you may want to have the proper form. You can go to a credible site to see how the proper form is supposed to be executed. You know, but it all starts with the basic push-up. If you can't do 1 to 10 push-ups on your own, you can start with the modified push-ups, of course, on your knees. You can cross your feet at the back and always want to have your hands shoulder width apart, you know, and you bring your hips down, you bring your shoulders down, you bend at the elbow joints. Always breathe in on the way down, you exhale on the way up, and you start with one rep at a time. You can even do these push-ups in a mirror just to see your form.
Tarek, we got to have you back again, but in the meantime, I want you to give out what your contact info was. I spent too much time with my fat fingers. We got to get you on sooner the next time, man.
Awesome. I'd be happy to.
How do people find you? Phone number, website, Espatrainer. Help me out, dude.
All right. You can call me anytime at area code 786-278-5584. That's my direct personal line. Feel free to leave a message or shoot me a text. It doesn't matter. I'm all well with that. You can also email me at TarekMaddox@yahoo.com. That's Tarek, my first name, which is spelled T-E-R-E-K, Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X, @yahoo.com.
Oh, my NFL pro trainer at Espa Sports. Follow this dude. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni always caring for kids, Lawrence Kids, Ackerman, the Miami Marlins, the Miami Dolphins, Lawrence Kids, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, U-Health. We'll be having our U-Health guest starting next week back on, and I want to remind you to join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. We got Facebook rocking, LinkedIn, YouTube. I'm going to throw Neeson's interview up on the YouTube video stuff. Website, www.freedonbusiness.com. See that, Johnny? I got the Twitter thing on the brain. If you missed today's show, we'll rebroadcast Monday at 10. We'll be up on freedonbusiness.com real soon. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business at 8:80 a.m. next week. Next Thursday, we're going to have... golly, who are we going to have next week? Bruce Turkell is coming next week, so you want to make sure you do that and listen in. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen! You see, you don't talk on-
drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug